But now we end today with a story about conversations with Hollywood stars from long ago, like this one.
I tried to think, what's a tough voice for Bugs Bunny? He has to be small, and he's real tough. So I thought, well, either Brooklyn or the Bronx.
So I put the two of them together, Doc, and that's what came up.
That's Mel Blanc, the voice of Bugs Bunny, in a 1974 interview done not with a journalist, but with L.A. Unified School teacher Ray Campy. In a series first heard on Day to Day in 2004, reporter Joe Bevilacqua brought us this profile of Campy and his oral history of Hollywood.
I started to show some films in my classes and study them, and I had some students that encouraged me, and they said, you know, I know with some old guys that made movies back in the 30s and 40s, and they still live here in the valley here. We ought to go meet them. Mr. Campy, can you help us to meet them? And I said, well, tell me where they live. We go. So we just, one of the first guys we interviewed, we knocked on Bud Abbott's door.
Bud Abbott, one half of the comedy team of Abbott and Costello, talked with Campy about the early development of his career, including the first time he heard the now classic routine, Who's On First?
The first time I heard that was from an old minstrel show. Who's the boss?
Who's the boss?
Who's the boss? He wants to know what the boss's name was. I said, who? He's the boss. And it went on the same way as we did it as baseball.
That's one of many interviews by Campy, who since 1971 has recorded the personal stories of such film legends as George Raft, William Holden, Walter Brennan, Mae West, and Jackie Coogan. Although he was nervous at first, Campy soon learned that he was warmly welcomed in the homes of these forgotten celebrities.
A lot of times they were happy to meet you because the major studios had done so little to document its own history and the history of these people. And many of them for many, many years had been completely ignored and never contacted.
One such neglected pioneer was actor Joe Henneberry, who played Abraham Lincoln in D.W. Griffith's silent epic, Birth of a Nation. In this recording, Henneberry talks about how he impressed Griffith with his knowledge of the Civil War president.
They all say that Lincoln sat with his knees high up. He had long legs. He said, get some boards. And they brought two boards. And he put them under my feet to raise my legs up higher. But what had happened is this. He immediately became aware of the fact I had studied a lot about the character. And a little later on, as he was describing,
Campy feels there's a lesson to be learned from these early Hollywood innovators.
It's really inspirational because these people had no blueprint, no way of knowing what to do. Like, people make one picture now, they're stars, you know, like overnight. Well, think of all the films Bogart made before he became a real big star. You know, a lot of films, a lot of roles that were secondary, a lot of training, a lot of hard work before he was the name that no one will ever forget.
For years, Campy only played his recordings for students and friends. But now he wants to make his oral histories available to everyone.
I'd like students to have an ability to listen to tapes that would refer to people they want to study. So you'd have a cross-reference sort of library. You might have a tape, CD. But it should be used for educational purposes, and it could be used for commercial purposes too, but my thought was really to have it preserved by a college or university.
Perhaps someday everyone will be able to hear these rare personal recordings, such as this one, in which Mel Blanc ad-libs a special message to Campy's friend and cartoon superfan, Ron Weiser.
Oh, Ron?
Yeah.
Just a minute, I'll call a guy in to say goodbye to you, Ron. Hey, Porky, get over here and say goodbye to this guy.
Thank you. Goodbye, Ron. That's all, Ron.
For Day to Day, I'm Joe Bevilacqua.
Listen tomorrow for the second of Joe Bevilacqua's reports on this oral history of Hollywood.